Now we come in chapter 6 to something else that's quite remarkable. We have the vow of the Nazarite and then the triune blessing that is given here. Now the vow of a Nazarite was a temporary vow and it was a voluntary vow. Any child of Israel who wanted to become a Nazarite could be. He could do it for life or he could do it for a certain period of time. But it was a vow that a man would take voluntarily. God did not command this. This was something that an individual could do. Now, there were three things that a Nazarite was forbidden to do. Now, let me read chapter 6, verse 1. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when either man or woman shall separate themselves to vow a vow of a Nazarite to separate themselves to the Lord, he shall separate himself from wine and strong drink, and shall drink no vinegar of wine or vinegar of strong drink, neither shall he drink any liquor of grapes, nor eat moist grapes or dried grapes. In other words, anything that came from the vine, why, he was to avoid it. We're not talking here about a question of whether it's right or wrong to drink wine. And by the way, may I say this, and I want to say it carefully, and you hear me carefully. The Christian standard is not a standard of right or wrong. The question is, what is the purpose in doing what you're doing? In other words, are you doing what you're doing to please Christ? Do you want to be a Nazarite? Do you want to live for Him? That's the question. Somebody comes to me and says, do you think it's right for a Christian to drink wine? My friend, I don't argue that point. I won't argue the right or wrong with you. I want to know, do you really want to please Christ? Wine, actually, in the Scriptures, a symbol of earthly joy. It was to cheer the heart. And Christ made the water into wine, and they said He'd save the best wine until the last. But the whole point is this, that the Nazarite was to find his joy in the Lord. And today there are a great many that find their joy not in the things of God, in the Word of God or in Christ, but they find their joy in the things of the world. A great many Christians are like that. I go to a great many church banquets. In fact, there are certain people, I used to have church members. I never saw them any weekday meeting except a banquet. They were always there. I've always felt sorry for those Christians who like to get crumbs like the poor man from God's table. They're just getting crumbs, that's all. They like to go to a banquet. They call it a Christian banquet. And there's nothing wrong with banquets, don't misunderstand me. But they go there to do the eating, and of course it helps them to have a few pious things said, and somebody takes a little verse of Scripture and says some sweet things about it, and everybody leaves there feeling very spiritual and very helped and very challenged, and then they just drop right back and live just like they've always lived. I feel sorry for them. Where do you find your joy, friend? I ask you that very personally. Do you have to have the stimulants of this world in order that you can enjoy even Christian things? Or can you really get joy out of studying the Word of God? Does prayer sort of turn you off and not turn you on? My, how many of us today think we're really being Christian and spiritual and all we're doing is we've just brought the world into our activities?